Or who shall descend into the deep, that is to bring up Christ again from the dead. Don't be talking like that. But what saith it, the righteousness which is by faith, that's to us? Here it is. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. This is a word of faith that we preach. It's got to be in your heart so you can speak it. You got to have it inside of you. That's why the Bible tells you to hide God's word in your heart so you won't sin against Him. That's why the Bible said that we must speak the word with power. For God sent His word to heal us and to deliver us from all of our destructions. In the 8th chapter of Matthew, I didn't go that far a while ago when I was on the centurion who had that knew what authority was. But back to the 8th chapter of Matthew, very briefly, the Bible gives another great illustration here of the spoken word of God. Trying to get to that. Yeah, I've done the wrong verse. All right, verse 16. Matthew 8:16. When the even was come, that sundown, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word. See, with his spoken authority. You don't whine them out. You don't beg them out. You don't get out and cry and wring your hands because somebody's sick and you want them healed. And you don't get them nowhere. That's sympathy. Compassion to make you roll up your sleeves and come out there like Samson. Speaking fiercely at the devil. Rebuking him with the authority that you have through the anointing and through the name of Jesus. That authority is in that name. So the Bible said Jesus cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. In Mark the 4th chapter, there's a beautiful illustration there again of the spoken word when it's spoken in faith in our hearts, in our mouths. Verse 36, Mark 4, when they'd sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. The disciples had a boat out on the lake to ferry Jesus away from the multitude that he'd ministered to until he was absolutely worn out. And they got him on that ship to carry him away so he could recover his strength. And there were also with him other little ships. Now in the Bible talks about a ship. Most of the time it's talking about a little old boat, not that long. These are not very big boats. But the word back there, the terminology ship, they didn't use the word boat. Kind of like a lot of other words back in the days of the King James English, that they hadn't developed other words as we have today. So the Bible said there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship. It's really a rowboat. So that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. You ever see one of these rowboats? Pretty good size one. Got a big old sitting board across the back that's metal. It's made with metal, you know, and soldered in, built in the boat, where people sit on the back of the boat. Maybe it's got a hole there where you slip an outboard motor on it. If not, just a rowboat. Just got a what we call a thot or a board to sit on. But it's pretty wide. Well, Jesus had a pillow, and he went back and laid on that board and went to sleep. And they were going to row him across the Sea of Galilee back over into Israel. He was over there in what we call now is Transjordan. And they took him back over into Judea or over into Israel. All right, he was asleep on a pillow, and there arose a terrible storm, and the boat was full of water. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? Well, he wasn't disturbed about the storm. He was asleep. I don't say he sleep on a wet pillow, but he was tired. And he arose and rebuked the wind. See, he used his voice. He didn't get up there and get out and start hollering, beating the table. Oh, God, where's the Lord God of Elijah or something? He stayed prayed up. So in those occasions, he didn't have to pray. He used his voice and commanded with authority. See, you can't do that unless you stay prayed up with victory. You got to have the victory. Stay prayed up. Well, he just got up and rebuked the wind and said, Peace! And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Why don't you rebuke it? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I tell you, when he went across that sea, they had seen some things that they, you know, had really had them disturbed already. And he told them some things that they didn't understand. They were already shook up. And boy, when this storm came and they saw him do that, what manner of man is this? Praise God. That's what the Lord wants it told about you and I. What kind of Christian is that? Boy, he don't back off from nothing. He just rebukes it with authority. But you got to live pleasing to God. You got to have divine favor. You got to live in God's grace and favor. You got to stay prayed up and have victory over the flesh. You can't let the flesh get you down. That's what got them down, their fear. You got to overcome those things and be ready. Have your hand on the helm. Praise God, not on the brake. Most Christians go around, they always got their foot on the brake. I hate to drive behind some old phony Christian and all you can do is see a red light flashing. Oh, Lord. You need about 3 nerve pills before you get to town. Imagine these old Christians go around. They ought to have their hand on the throttle, one on the wheel and one on the throttle. Full speed ahead, John Paul Jones. Foot on the torpedoes. Here I come. They go around that old foot on the brake. All you see is a red light flash. And they drive a little bit, a red light flashes. Then you look and say, well, where's the booger? You don't see nothing. But they flashing that light, nervous. Great, goodness sakes. You're not going to command the Lord or devil, nothing else to do anything. You're going to have to get out of all that mess, get rid of it. Or you drive to town, you ain't fixing to have a wreck. You're fixing to go over, like Jesus said. Let us go over to the other side. Let us go over to the other side. That's in the other account of this, in the 14th chapter of Matthew, where he walked on the water. Let us go over to the other side. Well, he left them and told them to go on over. Then he come walking to them out in the third watch in the dark. And they were afraid. And they took him into the ship. And he walked on the water. Peter did too. But he gave him his word. He said, Peter, come. That's all he said. Come. But that was a command, wasn't it? You can be a commander. You can say, come. That ain't no command. Come. Well, that's a command. When he said, Lazarus, come forth. He didn't say, Lazarus, come forth. He didn't look and see what was going to happen. Lord, have mercy. Look down the tube, see if he's coming for us. God has given a real believer authority. You go around and feel as puny as you want to after you fast and pray and live holy. I'm not going to feel that puny. I know there's times after you've spoken the word, you can speak that word and it don't come to pass right now. Sometimes there's a delay in action there. And that delay sometimes is because God's trying your faith. Sometimes it's delayed because God has to deal when you command somebody to be saved. You got to wait till the Holy Ghost convicts and breaks their will down. God ain't going over and break his neck just for you. He's going to break a will. If he breaks a neck, he ain't got nobody. Got an invalid. God don't need invalids. He needs people that you speak the word to and they quit being an invalid in a basket case. Lord, have mercy. God breaks wills. He don't break necks. So while you're waiting on God, speak the word and then wait with absolute assurance. And it's going to come to pass what you said. I've set that force in motion. I've dropped the pebble in the lake and the motion, the vibrations has gone forth. And as they go, they're going to get bigger. Praise God. Amen.